I've shared with you in the past and a very interesting friendship that I had with the actor who played Trivette on the TV show Walker, Texas Ranger. Clarence Gilliard was the actor. He was a convert to our Catholic faith, and my very last year in Rome with a priest who had helped to lead him into the church, he had worked with that priest. He wanted to come over to Rome for the Jubilee year that St. John Paul II was ushering in. And the priest in Dallas was a classmate of mine from when I was here in Baltimore doing philosophy. So Clarence came over and spent a week there in Rome. He didn't speak Italian, and I just basically spent the week with him, taking him all over the place. What I didn't know until he arrived was that he was incredibly well known in all of Italy. The reruns of Walker, Texas Ranger were among the most popular TV shows there in Italy. And so amazing things happened. We went down to St. Peter's to celebrate Mass, and the head sacristan over all of St. Peter's recognized him. And later that day, after we'd celebrated Mass, he invited us, come back, let me take you on a special tour all through the Vatican Gardens. And I got to tag along with that. So doors were opened because of Clarence, and I just got to share in his fame. One of the other days we were out, he needed to pick up a new suit coat, so he went to Brioni, down from the Spanish Steps, well-known Italian tailor, and when he walked into the store, they kicked every other customer out, they locked the door, they brought him coffee and said, what can we get you? And I'm just there, just sharing in this. At one point, we grabbed a coffee another day in the middle of the afternoon, and Clarence was just admiring the coffee cups up on the shelf, and the baristas there said, would you like them? And they took them down and packed them up and gave them to him. And he's like, Father Eric, like I don't need all of these here. You take some of them. It was an amazing week at the human level, because I got to share in that week his fame and how well known he was in Italy. And I just got to participate in that. And it's a silly example, but at the human level, we've had moments like that where, you know, I would know, I never would have gotten into those places, been taken back to those parts of St. Peter's and the Vatican Gardens that I got to. I never would have been able to have been there had it not been for my relationship, that friendship with Clarence. And I share all of that for this reason. As Christians, the whole of our Christian life is all about what gets opened up for us, what we're allowed to enter into and share in because of our relationship with Jesus. Most deeply, you and I get to have access to the heart of the Father because of Jesus. Like everything that we celebrate, everything that we say, this is what it means to be Christian. This is what is so amazing and beautiful about the Christian life. All of that comes to us by way of participation in the very life of Jesus and his relationship with the Father. But we have to enter into that. A door is opened, we have to walk through it. I love Holy Week because in this week, most especially, the church says, look, everything about your Christian life, it's all about participating in, being made a sharer in the life of Christ, and things that you would never have access to on your own, things that you could never by yourself lay claim to. Mercy, the love of the Father, being raised up and being made sharers in divine life. None of that we would ever be able to say on our own, I'm just going to go after that and take it. It all comes by way of our sharing in the life of Christ and his relationship with the Father. And it's in this week the church says, look, that's what it's all about. And so this week above all, the church says to us, let's enter into everything as deeply as we can, that our sharing in what Jesus goes through in his passion and death might lead us into a share in his resurrection. We only have the possibility of being raised up on the last day and sharing in eternal life because he was raised up by the Father and says, share in this with me. But this week, Holy Week, the church says, let's just do everything with Jesus that he did. And so today we carry palm. We pray through the passion. On Holy Thursday night, we will enter into the washing of the feet. We will share in his Last Supper and feed on his body and blood. We will walk with him to the other side of our campus where we will have our own garden set up where we will adore him until midnight and then remember at that late hour his arrest and his being taken away and how all of the disciples fled. On Good Friday, we come. Again, we enter into the passion. We venerate. We kiss the cross. On Holy Saturday night, we enter into the vigil with a blessed fire outside, with candles, the water of baptism. It's all about participating in the very life of Christ. This is what is so awesome and beautiful about our Catholic faith. Holy Week, above all, just takes us right into it. So I just want to encourage you, in the midst of all that you have going on this week, that you would be deliberate, even with your kids, of entering in to all of this. And the invitation and the encouragement, join us for all of these prayers. It's demanding, it is. It requires more of us than what we're often used to in a world that lets us be passive and simply take in stuff by way of media. But I want to encourage you, make the most of this Holy Week because it reminds us powerfully that we are saved by our participating in, our sharing in the relationship that we've been granted with Jesus as he leads us to the Father.